Coming up on KUCB News, the city council has ratified a declaration of a public health emergency in Unalaska, and there are three new cases of coronavirus in the state. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Hope McKenney with some local news on Thursday, March 19th, 2020. The Coast Guard is searching for a fisherman who went missing this morning in Unalaska. 33-year-old Stephen Menser was reported missing after failing to report to crew check-in while the Alaska Mist, a 164-foot fishing vessel, was moored at Coastal Transportation Northern Dock. Coast Guard spokesperson Melissa McKenzie says Menser was last seen wearing a neon green pullover rain jacket with orange and black pants.
The Coast Guard is currently searching for a possible person in the water near Dutch Harbor. The watchstanders at the 17th District Command Center in Juneau, they received their first initial notification from the master of Alaska Miss about 8:28 this morning. And immediately following that, watchstanders issued an urgent marine information broadcast and directed the launch of air crews from Air Station Kodiak.
The vessel master said Menser was last seen about 45 minutes before crew muster, and that searchers are operating under the assumption that he went into the water. A MH-65 Dolphin helicopter crew and an HC-130 Hercules airplane crew from Coast Guard Air Station Kodiak, as well as the crew of the FV Alaska Mist, are currently searching for Menser. The Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley was diverted from a mission and is also searching with their helicopter and small boat crews. McKenzie said there is currently no timeline for how long the search effort will continue. The City Council ratified the mayor's declaration of a local emergency for Unalaska last night at a special council meeting. City Manager Aaron Reinders says the resolution declaring a public health emergency will allow her to take necessary actions to reduce the impact and spread of the coronavirus throughout the city of Unalaska.
The reason for this declaration is not only so that we might qualify for potential funding in the future, but also so that we can respond effectively and quickly as the situation unfolds.
While Reinders says the financial implications of the evolving coronavirus situation are unknown, the city will be tracking the costs associated with its response efforts. Meanwhile, Alulik Family and Health Services has instituted a new policy. Clinic Director Melanie Tiura says for the safety of the community, patients must call ahead to ensure those who don't have symptoms aren't exposed to additional germs.
With this change that we made today, we will have a reduction in our revenue because of it. So, you know, emergency requests may come forward in the near future as we look at the impact that this is going to have on our organization. But we need to preserve the life-saving treatment for those who need it, and we need to make sure that those who do not have symptoms at this point stay that way, if at all possible.
Last week, Governor Mike Dunleavy declared a public health emergency in the state of Alaska, followed by a declaration of a national emergency by President Donald Trump. As of this morning, there are 9 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state. There are still no confirmed cases in Unalaska. The city's resolution will remain in effect until the governor and president terminate their emergency declarations. After that, the city council will have the opportunity to extend the declaration beyond that date. Most recently, the council declared a state of emergency following a fatal plane crash on the island in October. 3 new positive cases of coronavirus in Alaska were announced yesterday, increasing the total to 9. Dr. Ann Zink, the state chief medical officer, says 2 of the new cases are in Anchorage, while the 3rd is in the Seward area. Zink says all 3 of the cases were travel-related. 1 person traveled to Europe, the other 2 returned from the lower 48. All 9 cases so far in the state involved recent out-of-state travel. Zink says the state is entering a period in which mitigation strategies like social distancing will be important to reduce the future growth of cases.
Please, please, please stay at home if you're not feeling well. Must quarantine if you've traveled to Asia or Europe in the last 14 days, and please self-isolate yourself for the next 14 days if you came from the lower 48. We really have an opportunity here in Alaska to learn from our colleagues around the world and in the lower 48.
Zink says all of the new Alaska residents with coronavirus are doing well and are not hospitalized. The state has made it mandatory for people to stay at home for 14 days and avoid contact with others if they traveled within 14 days from countries the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have designated as the highest risk, including China and most European countries. Adam Crum, commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services, says the state and federal governments are waiving a work requirement for food stamp recipients. Many workers and small business owners are looking to Congress for relief from the financial hit they're taking from the coronavirus epidemic. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate passed a House bill that provides paid leave for workers who are stuck at home, and President Trump signed it into law. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin spoke to U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski about that and a far more expensive bill lawmakers are considering.
Murkowski says the newly signed bill is intended to help workers and parents whose children are home because schools have closed.
The key focus of it is the paid leave, the paid sick leave for those who are in quarantine or those that have to take time for childcare.
The bill also helps states process unemployment benefits. Both of Alaska's senators voted yes. Alaska Congressman Don Young was absent when the House voted on it early Saturday. His office did not say why. By the end of this week, Murkowski says the Senate hopes to pass a massive stimulus plan that includes direct payments of maybe $1,000 to most Americans.
Man, woman, and child, there would be, it's my understanding at this point in time, and keep in mind, everything is very much in flux, but that there would be income limitations in terms of you make over a certain amount and the direct benefit assistance would transition and be capped.
The bill could total $1 trillion. Murkowski says it would include loans for the airlines and other industries.
It is an extraordinary price tag, but the cost of doing nothing or not enough would also be extraordinarily costly to the strength of this country.
In 2009, Murkowski voted against President Obama's smaller stimulus bill. Among her objections then was the cost. She says the situation is more severe now.
You can second guess it, but I can tell you right now, where we are, where our nation's economy is, where I fear our state's economy is headed, we've never been in a situation like this.
Hello to my fellow Alaskans.
Senator Dan Sullivan did not agree to an interview. His office referred us to a video produced in a Senate studio.
I want you to know that we are working around the clock to help our state and our country deal with these unprecedented challenges surrounding the coronavirus pandemic that came from China.
On the video, Sullivan speaks favorably of an economic aid package, even though he was highly critical of President Obama for spending so much on a smaller relief bill. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
On Monday, Alaska begins an unprecedented two-week statewide school closure that will keep more than 130,000 school children home in service of slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Administrators have said the intention is to keep students learning, but how that will work is still unclear. Meanwhile, in Sandpoint, a number of school staff have started making lunches and delivering work packets and snacks to about 112 students via school bus, according to Alaska Health and Social Services. The department says this is also happening in Nome and other rural Alaska communities while students remain at home. Local businesses are no longer serving food in-house. That's after Governor Mike Dunleavy banned dine-in service at bars and restaurants statewide earlier this week. The order went into effect last night at 5 o'clock. The closure lasts through April 1st. It also applies to all entertainment facilities, including theaters, gyms, bowling alleys, and bingo halls in the state. Takeout and delivery is still allowed. Meanwhile, Unalaska's Safeway has set aside certain hours for at-risk members of the community to shop. 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays is reserved for senior citizens and other at-risk members of the community, including pregnant women and those with compromised immune systems. The store asks that everyone else avoid shopping during those times. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Hope McKenney, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. ¶¶